Protesters gathered at the police administration building in Center City yesterday. It was a smaller crowd than the day before, but just as vocal. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson followed their path all the way up North Broad Street.
Dozens start at the police administration building at 8th and Race Streets, and that's where they then weave their way through city streets right to the front of the Frank Rizzo statue, where state troopers and Philly officers stood in helmets armed with batons, protecting both the iron statue and the municipal services building. Some protesters were screaming in the faces of officers. Others just wanted to be heard, like this woman who tried to engage with the blue line.
I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I look up to the police. I care about y'all well-being, and I wish that y'all cared about ours.
These two men, originally from West Africa, drove down from New York.
Being a cop is not a bad thing. You know, it's what they're representing.
You can't solve it by ignoring it. It definitely has to be addressed.
It's about what they're standing for, honestly, because after once, twice, three, four, five times, and especially seeing that video, it makes you feel a different way. And honestly, me as a black man, for me to actually fear even coming in contact with a cop.
The protesters then walked a few miles north on Broad Street all the way to Hunting Park Avenue, where the group then was broken up and several people were taken into custody for violating the city's curfew. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.